The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so a really warm welcome. A warm welcome, everybody. What a delight it is to see you all and come together on the first Tuesday of 2022. Before we turned on the recording, I was just commenting about, like, wow, what happened to 2021? And here we are already, beginning of this new year. And, you know, as I often do, maybe I'll just start by saying, you know, this idea of loving kindness, metta. Sometimes there's the kindness part of this compound word. Sometimes I like to emphasize that, you know, not in a way that I want us to be Pollyanna-ish and pretend like everything's fantastic when clearly there's lots of things that aren't fantastic. But I also want us to not pretend or not ignore those good things that do happen, or those neutral things even that do happen. And I don't want us to forget that everything we do has consequences. Everything, right? It's impossible to have something that doesn't have a consequence. So to be sure, some consequences are tangible and measurable and obvious, and some of them are just really subtle. Maybe we don't notice. But there's a way in which the behaviors we do, the thoughts we have, especially like the recurring thoughts that we have, like all come together in some kind of a way. And we might say, cast a vote for what kind of a person we are, or maybe that's a little bit too dramatic, what kind of a person we are. But right, we're all just a collection of behaviors and thoughts. So each one of our behaviors and thoughts contributes to this collection that we all are. Maybe that's a little bit abstract, but just this idea that being kind matters. Maybe that's what I want to say. If we want to be a person that moves through the world without harming others, without harming ourselves, and that if we want to be a person who moves through the world that maybe brings some brightness or some benefit or some help to the world, to others and to ourselves, right? We include ourselves in that. Then we can think about this, that what we do matters. So as I very often do, I don't know, just this poet, Rosemary Traumer. Recently, I had a small little email exchange with her, and I had this little celebrity. It's like, oh my gosh, I got this an email from her that was like so happy for me. She posts a poem every single day, and I just think they're delightful. I just appreciate her voice, and the way she expresses herself. So maybe I have this secret desire to be a poet myself someday. But so here's Rosemary Traumer's poem from New Year's Eve. And it's called December 31. Maybe unsurprisingly. So here's how she describes December 31. I know it's just another square on the calendar, another tick on a clock in the Royal Observatory in London, but tonight feels like a good time to forgive myself for thinking I know anything, for wishing for life to be any different than it is, for blaming anyone or anything, for every time I have turned away from helping someone else. Tonight is the right time to touch the darkness and feel how small I am. to expose my fear for the future, my pain of the past, and let all be flooded by the shimmer of present mystery. Tonight is the time to nourish the pericardium of the world, to take care of the one great heart that beats in us all, and trust that our kindness matters always. Not in a conceptual way, but in the very specific way we say hello. The way we hold out our hand, how we shape our words, where we give of our time, and how we open or wall off our thoughts. I light a candle tonight, as every night, and evoke my beloveds here and not here. And though it's a small act, it unfastens some lock in me and says, yes, this is more than a date, more than a timetable. This is an essential point on the continuum of love. This is a chance to bring light. I light a candle tonight as every night and evoke my beloveds here and not here. And though it's a small act, it unfastens some lock in me and says, yes, this is more than a date, more than a timetable. This is an essential point on the continuum of love. This is a chance to bring light. So Rosemary Traumer highlighting this, the power of kindness. Also in the beginning, she talks about the power of forgiving ourselves for so many things, right? This forgive myself for thinking I know anything. Am I thinking that we know how things are going to go or how the year is going to unfold? Forgiving ourselves for wishing for life to be different than how it is. When we do this, we are somehow disconnecting from the present moment and are busy thinking about something else, how we wish it would be. Forgiving ourselves for blaming ourselves, blaming others, blaming things. When we blame, it's a really strong sense in which we have a sense of us versus them, me versus everything else. And that's not the way in which we can have a life that is filled with meaning and happiness, ease, freedom, these things that we want in our lives. So loving kindness practice is a way in which we can take care of our own hearts so that we might be able to take care of other people's hearts. And in some ways, maybe there isn't a difference of taking care of our own hearts and taking care of others. Loving kindness practice is a way that helps us to tap into the kindness for us to be kind to ourselves, as well as to make the mind and the heart more receptive, more accessible to expressing kindness. Because all of our actions have consequences. There are no exceptions. So we can cultivate and develop and explore having a mind and a heart of loving kindness for ourselves and for others, so that it might be a support for this year that we're calling 2022. So to do some loving kindness practice, we'll start with a little bit of mindfulness. And we'll go into some loving kindness. So taking a posture that feels comfortable and also has a sense of like intention. Like I'm going to meditate now. And sometimes this is a little bit of an art to find this balance between alertness and comfort or ease. Just tuning in to the experience of breathing. What it feels like to have the body move in this rhythmic fashion along with the breath. This perfectly natural thing that our body does all day, all night. Just tuning into the experience, the sensations, perhaps the stretching we feel in the chest, and then the contraction after the stretching. Maybe the coolness of the air coming into the nose. And when the mind wanders, as it's apt to do, we just very simply begin again. We don't have to make mind wandering a problem or anything other than just the mind was not on the sensations of breathing. Then we just begin again. Feeling into the bodily experience of breathing in a warm-hearted way, not pouncing on the breath, not jerking the mind around, but with some gentleness, some ease. Just being with the sensations of breathing. So this practice, mindfulness of breathing, is always available for whatever reason. If it feels like loving kindness practice is not the right practice for you at this moment, you can always come back to this practice. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll begin where it's easy. So bringing to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's uncomplicated, straightforward, easy to feel warm-heartedness towards them, to feel care, goodwill, love, kindness, respect, whichever words you want to use. Can visualize this lovable person, or perhaps it's a being, Some people like to use their fur babies, or maybe even imaginary kittens, puppies, babies. Maybe it's somebody you know and have a relationship with. Maybe it's somebody who has touched you with their writing, with their teachings, but you don't really have a relationship with them per se. It's all good. So bringing this lovable being to mind and connecting with them in any way that makes sense for you. And as a support for this connection, in the same way that with mindfulness of breathing, we bring the mind back to the sensations of breathing, for loving kindness practice, we can bring the mind back to connection, warm-heartedness, by saying phrases. I'll offer these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with this lovable being. And if there's any feeling of softness or openness or warm-heartedness, feeling of warmth in the body, tuning into that and allowing it to be a support. Perhaps a foundation which this loving kindness can emerge or grow from. If there isn't any particular feeling in the body, that's perfectly fine. We're creating the conditions for loving kindness to arise. Doesn't mean that it will. Completely independent of what you experience during this particular meditation session, there's benefit from doing this practice just again and again, connecting to this well-wishing for another. Let's expand our loving kindness to include a good friend. Somebody we have in our life that we care about. Including this person in our loving kindness practice, bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be saved. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness to ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves. Of course, we do. You can bring to mind an image of yourself. Some people like to do an image of when they were a child. Or some people like to tune into the felt experience of sitting this moment, the physical experience of being here. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Reading from this poem. I know it's just another square on the calendar, another tick on a clock in the Royal Observatory in London, but tonight feels like a good time to forgive myself. for thinking I know anything, for wishing for life to be any different than it is, for blaming anyone or anything, for every time I have turned away from helping someone else. Tonight is the right time to touch the darkness and feel how small I am. To expose my fear for the future, my pain of the past, and let all be flooded by the shimmer of present mystery. Tonight is the time to nourish the pericardium of the world, to take care of the one great heart that beats in us all, and trust that our kindness matters always. Our kindness matters always, not in a conceptual way, but in the very specific way we say hello, the way we hold out our hand, how we shape our words, where we give of our time, and how we open or wall off our thoughts. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. So this idea of forgiving ourselves, being kind to others, this, and Rosemary Traumer, this wonderful poet, she's tying it to the New Year's. And sometimes the New Year is when we have this like a fresh start and we think about things a little bit differently, maybe take stock of the past year or what we want to do this upcoming year, and maybe some qualities we want to develop or some capacities. So loving kindness practice, it's quite something how it can really make a difference in our hearts and minds. And it's often something that kind of sneaks up on you rather than some big Shazam experience. Wow, you know, all of a sudden I love everybody all the time. It's more, maybe it just starts showing up that you just notice that you're a little bit kinder to the person that cuts off in front of you in the traffic. A little bit kinder to yourself when you drop that jar of pickles and make a mess in the kitchen or whatever it might be, whatever it might be. So it can be helpful and fun to talk about some of these ideas with others. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms now where you'll have an opportunity to talk about these ideas, maybe the new year and the role that meditation practice has for you in the new year. You don't have to share your deep, dark secrets about everything that you want to do differently or something. But just an opportunity to share. Maybe you had some reactions to the poem. Maybe you thought it was great. Maybe you thought it just wasn't your cup of tea. That's perfectly fine, too. We don't all have to like the same thing or appreciate the same thing. So you're more than welcome to, you know, have different opinions. But when you meet, it's helpful to not give each other advice, right? I don't think anybody really wants to receive advice, even though it might be coming from a place of wanting to care about others or help others. But instead, this is more an opportunity to discover something new, maybe discover something new about yourself. So rather than telling a long story that you already know the punchline, you already know the moral of the story, so to speak, you can just say maybe one idea or one thought about the new year and the role of loving kindness in it. And it could, and it doesn't have to be anything profound or in particular, but just share one thing, then it can go to the next person. They share one thing, then it goes to the third person. They share one thing, and then it can come back around to you. And maybe now that you've heard some other people share, you have some new ideas. Something different can arise. So in this way, kind of like create something together as a community is a way to think about and explore some of these ideas. Okay, so I'm just going to do a wee bit of reassigning here to kind of balance out the rooms a little bit. And then I'll put you in there. Okay, so here we go. We'll have maybe 12 minutes in the together as an opportunity to speak. And just sometimes it gets complicated. Who's going to go first? Who's going to go second? You can, for this time, why don't we go in alphabetical order? So here we go. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. So we don't have a whole lot of time, but does somebody have a comment or something they'd like to share other than just Happy New Year? It's the fourth, but it's the first time I've seen you guys. But does anybody have something they'd like to say? Nope. Oh, yes, Mari, Christine.
Today it just reminded me that the calendar is more than just putting a cross on each day, as if, oh, well, I got through that day. Today kind of just reminded me, no, it's not just about putting a cross. It's about having also made a significant day and a day where I've observed and I've been fully aware rather than, okay, tick, Monday, tick, Tuesday. It seems simple, but to just, tonight's practice and the poem kind of reminded me of, hang on, come back here. You're so keen to be ticking off boxes. So thank you.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you, Marie Christine. And we can do that, right? Just have this feeling like, oh, just check off the box. Yeah, we can easy to fall into that. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so we're at the top of the hour. What a delight it is to practice with you all. And it's a beautiful thing to practice together. Really, it's a support. And in my view, this is just what the world needs. So wishing you all a happy new year, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Happy new year.
Like, you can unmute and say goodbye.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Everyone.
Thank you, Diana.
Happy new year, everyone. Happy new year.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, everyone.
You're all the best.
Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Karen.
All right.
Nice to see you.
Oh, Fred. Oh, hi, guys.
It's really wonderful.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Thank you.
I love this part.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.